All right. What's going on? Aaron Judge just hit a home run.
Yeah, two-run job.
Yankees up 2-0 in the first.
My biggest sports nightmare would be the Yankees actually coming back.
Yeah, that would not be good.
And not only would it be the Yankees coming back, but this would be my nightmare in that, you know, if they came back and pulled the Red Sox. Did Chisholm just hit one? Yeah. Yeah, I did.
3-0.
3-0.
Oh, dear.
If they come back and were to win this, the series, those dip S's in right field.
They'd have a car in the parade.
Yes, they would.
Austin and John.
Austin and John. They would become.
Oh, no.
They would be local legends. They would be at the parade. And that can't.
Yeah.
We can't allow.
Because they
that.
Wouldn't have lost
no,
since
that, yes.
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah, you're right. Yes. Go Dodgers.
And then Gronk would be there and be like, that's my hockey buddy. He's a beaut. Let's rage.
Annoying. Well, now to a real sport. College football.
Yeah, there you go.
I always like to look, well, with Oregon being number one, you know, it's kind of fun to look at the bracket each week.
Oh, yeah, see where it would line up.
Yeah, see how it would fall. Now, last week, Oregon being the number one seed, they were going to play the winner. If they're the number one seed, they'll play the 8-9 winner.
Yes.
And 8-9 last week was Tennessee LSU. This week...
Oh, I know who's 9.
This week, 8-9 is Tennessee Notre Dame.
Oh, I guess that was... The one I was looking at was the AP. BYU's
well,
9.
Well, but what they're projecting on this one is that BYU wins the Big 12, and they would then be the 4 seed.
Okay.
And so then on that side of the bracket, it would be Oregon will play the winner of Tennessee Notre Dame. And then Penn State, Boise State would be the 5-12 winner playing 4-seed BYU. And then over on the other side, all the good teams are on the other side beside Oregon. I mean, you have Georgia having to play the winner of Texas and Texas A&M.
That'd be something.
And Miami had to play the winner of Ohio State, Clemson.
I didn't realize this, but I think it was Brett McMurphy that had this. They said that all the preliminary schools that would host... a first-round game that didn't get the bye, said that they would indeed host at their stadium. And I was like, what do you... Of course they would. But I guess if you... That first round, so it would be 5, 6, 7, and 8, host. I guess you have the option to have that game at a neutral site if you'd rather.
Really?
Yeah, which I found to be completely bizarre.
So if Boise State hosts Penn State...
Boise State could choose to have that somewhere else.
But like... Anywhere?
That I don't know. But when I saw it, it was, oh my God, I think Stanton hit another. Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought Stanton hit another one. No, it was a weird report saying that all the schools had indicated that they would choose to host. And that led me to do a little digging. And that's when I found a thing saying that they have the option to hold it at their home stadium or a alternative site. And it didn't say anything more than that. And I haven't seen anyone else read on it other than McMurphy did confirm that you do have to choose to have it at your place. So I guess maybe if Boise, like if it was really snowy, right? Like in December in Boise and you didn't want to play outdoors in the elements, I guess Boise could choose to then go play that somewhere that's in a dome.
If Boise State would be the only one that wouldn't maybe play at their home stadium, but I don't know why they wouldn't, because... One, you want to reward your fans.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Yeah. And two, you go to a neutral site, you're going to get more fans from Penn State than your
team. Yeah, it seems like giving up an obvious advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I'd be, I guess, if you just want more fans, more money.
Would Miami doesn't have much of a home field. Would they go neutral?
I don't know.
I don't know why they would either.
Supposedly, all the teams that were approached that are in the initial rankings, they said, no, we're going to have it at home. And I just thought that was a weird little nugget that I had never considered that someone would turn down. And can you imagine the flack that you would get from your fans if you turned down a home game?
Yeah, Oregon's like, we don't want to play.
You made the playoff.
We're going to go down to Vegas.
Yeah. You guys have another place we can do this, right?
I'm assuming, that would be my thing, is I'm assuming you could choose a place like Vegas or SoFi if it was available, whatever.
There are a lot of little nuggets like that. I'm rooting for the off-chance possibility that Texas and Texas A&M play 3 straight weeks. Did you see that?
No.
So, right now, I just mentioned that...
It's the last game of the year, right?
Right now, the 7-10 matchup would be Texas-Texas A&M. Of course, if it ends that way...
Yeah.
You then have, let's go back. they are going to play the last game of the season no matter what.
Yes.
It's on the schedule.
Yeah.
So Texas, Texas A&M could be the two teams that then play in the SEC title game. Mm. So if they play the last game of the regular season, then they play in the SEC title game, then they match up. Well, I guess that they couldn't, right? Because then the SEC champ would be one of them, and then that team would get a bye.
The only way that could possibly happen is if somehow the SEC champ wasn't a top four team, and that's not going to happen.
No, because the SEC the top four teams are the champs.
I know, but my point is Boise State or the Group of Five champion technically could bump one of the others out.
But if BYU's ranked third and they don't win the Big 12, or not BYU, let's go Boise State is ranked third and they're the top Group of Five. They get a bye in a home game?
Yes. The home games, the first four go to the four highest ranked conference champions. So yes, in theory, a Group of Five team could be ranked higher than a Power Four champion, and that Power Four champion would not get a bye. Now that's not going to happen, but like in theory, let's say Boise's got one loss. Let's say you ended up with a three loss conference champion team that somehow is a three loss team backed their way into a conference title game, wins the conference title. And yes, I could see that scenario where Boise or a team like that would get a bye, but it's not going to happen.
Did you know that Mike Riley is on the selection committee?
I did not know that Mike Riley's on the selection committee.
Well, you do now.
Oh.
Because he is.
Is that all he's doing? He's not doing any of the UFL stuff anymore, is he?
Does the UFL exist?
Yeah, right? That's the one that stuck around, the combination.
Where have you guys been?
I don't know, but he's on the committee. And Barrett Sully, I don't know. You guys know him?
I think it's Barrett.
Sully?
Barrett Saley?
Saley.
I think.
He had a little nugget, and he was reporting that the two semifinals this year are in Dallas and Miami. Mm-hmm. And the number one seed will go to the city closest to its campus. So if Oregon is the number one seed, they win their first game, mm-hmm. And go to the semis, they will play in Dallas. And he was pointing out that could be bad.
Yeah.
If
that could be real bad.
You get a Texas or Texas A&M or I don't know, SMU.
Yeah.
In that game.
Yeah, because you get the
you
crowd
don't
would be packed.
You don't get to choose between Dallas and Miami. Yeah. You go to the one closest to your campus.
You're playing in their backyard.
I mean, really, if you're playing anybody from the SEC, it seems like or Big 12, Texas is not great for Oregon.
Well, Michigan was number one last year, and they would have gone to Dallas to play.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something? Although, you know, those tickets, I mean, you would get a lot of Texas fans, but I would assume the ticket allotment is going to be fairly evenly split, and then it goes down to the secondary market. I mean, it'd be a lot, but it wouldn't be a Texas home game.
No, but you wouldn't want to play that.
No,
I mean, that's
you wouldn't.
There'd be a lot. Dude, if they played in Dallas against Texas, that's 75% Texas. No, that's 80% Texas fans.
It certainly would be an awkward moment for college football. Because they don't get the choice.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Oregon LSU in Dallas to open a season, and that was 70-30. I mean,
I would assume in one like this, though, because again, each school is going to get their ticket allotment, and I would assume that more Duck fans would travel to something like that than an opening game. Look, it would still
probably.
Be a mass. It would be a bigger Texas crowd, but I don't think it would be an 80-20 split. I think enough fans would understand the assignment and pile over.
I mean, I also went to the national championship game in Glendale. I think you guys did too, and it was at least 2/3 Auburn fans, and that was in Arizona.
To be fair, they just. That's almost everywhere you go.
Yeah.
SEC and Ohio State fan and people like that. Same thing with like Nebraska. They just travel better.
Well, and
bigger fan bases, they travel more.
Yeah, Oregon's not. I mean, Oregon fan would not compete with any of those big programs in terms of travel.
I mean, the other thing too, like you look at the enrollments, like Ohio State has like 50,000 students and Oregon's like 20.
Yeah, we've never been to one of the Duck Bowl games where it's been
more than 50% Duck. Yeah,
no, never. I was surprised even at Autzen how many Ohio State fans were there. There were a lot of red.
Rose Bowl against Florida State was pretty good. That was I didn't feel like the Ducks were necessarily outnumbered in that one. That felt about split.
Couple of queries on the text line. Who do you root for, Texas v. Texas A&M? They both are extremely annoying. Good question. I would root for Texas A&M.
Yeah, I'd go with Elko.
Another one says, do we want Penn State to beat Ohio State this week, which would probably mean Oregon would play Penn State instead of Ohio State in the title game?
Yes. To me, given
my
choice,
you want Penn State.
And I know Ohio State's beat up. I don't know what their situation is with how long those guys are out for, but Ohio State was the definition of a coin flip game. And on a neutral field, I would be much more worried about that. I just have not been a believer in Penn State all year. I think Penn State is a bit of a paper tiger. And I think they're lucky that they're playing Ohio State when they're beat up. I would much rather, if I'm a Duck, play Penn State than I would Ohio State again.
You're making me uncomfortable.
All right, up next, do we have a running back resurgence on our hands? Here's Buck.